Israel says its relationship with Australia will only grow stronger, despite Australia's decision to expel one of its diplomats. The federal government says it was left in no doubt that Israel was responsible for using forged Australian passports in a Dubai assassination. The US Secretary of State says Washington's trying hard to keep the peace between North and South Korea. Hillary Clinton says North Korea had created a highly precarious situation after a report found the North sank a South Korean warship. She urged the South to avoid retaliation, but confirmed the United States will still hold naval exercises with the country. A leaked report shows lawyers have accused the former Victorian Police Commissioner of deliberately misleading the Black Saturday Royal Commission. The Herald Sun newspaper says lawyers acting for the commission have rejected Christine Nixon's early claim that she forgot she went out to dinner on Black Saturday. Asylum seeker boat arrivals have increased the workload of Australia's intelligence agency by tenfold. A Senate estimates committee has been told that ASIO assessed more than 2,000 irregular maritime events between July 2009 and March this year. That's up from just 20 assessments in the 2008-2009 year. ASIO Director General David Irvine said ASIO's expanding responsibilities meant the agency hasn't been recruiting fast enough.